So 2 weeks ago, Pastor Selena talked about the encounter that Moses had in the burning bush, right? And, you know, how we need to just go and see what God has in store for us. All right. Last week, we had a guest speaker speak to us, and I'll pick up a little bit about that, maybe later on. But, today I want to talk about some of the hindrances. In fact, I'm just going to bring up two, hindrances or obstacles, that prevent us from the encounter, prevents us from encountering God. Okay, two, main, or just two obstacles, and hindrances that prevents us from the encounter. Turn with me to Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20. This is the Ten Commandments. You know, Moses is, you know, having a great time communing with God. You read that in chapter 19. You know, is up Mount Sinai. And I want to read from verse 18. This is after Moses is given the Ten Commandments. And verse 18 says this, Exodus 20. Here, the people, you know, after hearing the thunder, the lightning, and all that's happening, and the mountain that was, you know, filled with the presence of God, and they saw the smoke coming down, and when they saw all that, the Bible says they stood at a distance, or in some versions says they stood far off, afar off. They would not come near. And they were trembling with fear. Now, this is not the reverent kind of fear that the Bible calls us or tells us to have. But they were trembling, they were afraid. And then they told Moses this. You speak with us. We were here. But let not God speak. Don't let God speak to us. You speak to us. Don't let God speak to us. They were afraid of the presence. They were afraid of the encounter. They were afraid of the voice of God. They did not want to hear firsthand what God had to say. Secondhand, okay lah. Moses, don't let God speak to us. You go and let God speak to you, and then you tell me what he said. They were afraid of listening to God. Now today we know that because of what Christ has done for us, we have access to the presence of God. We, each one of us, have the privilege and the opportunity to come into the presence of God. We have that privilege through the blood of Jesus Christ to be able to come and say, God, I want to encounter you. I want to see you face to face. Speak. Talk. But the sad thing is, many times, fear hinders us, is a major hindrance, is a major obstacle for each one of us getting to know God. Why is that so? Why are people afraid to hear from God themselves? Maybe when someone else tells them, a human, when Moses tells them, they can negotiate. I think a lot of times we are like that, as human beings. If we hear directly from God, no negotiation. You know, God speaks, that's it. But then if someone else comes and says, you know what? I sense the Lord saying this. I sense that perhaps this is what God is saying. You know, God told me that this is what's going to happen. You know, we got to pack our bags and we are going to go into the land of Canaan. Sure not. Are you sure that's what God said? And if it's something that we don't really like, we negotiate a little bit more, we procrastinate a little bit more, or we can even blame. In fact, that was what happened to the Israelites, right? In the wilderness, they said, you know, this is not right, lah. You, referring to Moses, right? You brought us out here to die. Blame. And there is this fear of not wanting to encounter God, because if we encounter God, that's it, lah. You know, that says the Lord. God said this. Better if someone else tell me. Then I can, you know, if I need to, what we say, tai chi, you know what tai chi is, right? Push it to one side or the other, blame, negotiate, or even, not very sure whether Moses said this. I mean, he's a human being, right? Not very sure if God said this, right? Moses is human, right? You know, maybe it's just him. And so, the Israelites, and I think a lot of times we are in the same boat. We say, I don't want to hear from God. I'm afraid of encounters. I would rather just... And you know, as a result of that, there are many people who become what we call Sunday Christian, and they want to hear from God, but they don't want to encounter God. And so maybe if I go to church on Sunday, you know, through this other person, I'll hear a little bit. And if and when I hear, I'll think about it. I'll think about what to do. I'll think about whether to respond. I'll think about how I will respond. But the first thing is the fear of that direct encounter with God. I remember a person telling us, I mean, this person was, you know, he was in a mess, right? And one of the things we were, you know, trying to help him out and trying to give him a little bit of counsel, read scripture and all that stuff, quote scripture, share with him, believer, right? But he's, you know, he's gone away a little bit. In the midst of the conversation, he said this, you know, okay, don't pray for me. He says, don't pray for me because I know prayer works. What's that? That is a fear of encountering and, you know, having to encounter God in his life. I don't. 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us this, that all scripture is God-breathed. How many of you know that many times, I mean, we are guilty, and I hope that we have passed that phase, guilty at one point. We passed that phase. Sometimes there is a fear of reading scripture, you know. A fear of encountering God through scripture. But here it says that all scripture is God-breathed and is useful. It's useful. Why does this fear exist? This fear exists because we are afraid of the process. We are afraid of the shaping process. We are afraid of the molding process. Because it says all scripture is God-breathed, is useful for what? It is useful for teaching. Okay. Can. But, you know, sometimes you like to negotiate that part. Rebuking. This one, not so nice, right? If scripture constantly rebukes us. Correcting means
If we need correction, means we are wrong. If we need rebuking, means something is wrong. Right? You know what we are afraid of many times to encounter? We are afraid that God shows up and says, you know what, brother, sister, wrong. You need some correcting. You need me to correct you again. And then again. And then again. After about three times, then the rebuking comes already. And God rebukes us. And then he also says that all scripture is useful for training in righteousness. Now, most of us, and I know almost every week we give sports illustrations, right? Most of us are sports people, right? And if you are in sports, you need to train. It's not only sports, it's everything in life. There needs to be some form of training, right? And so, if you want to excel, you need to train. And your coach says, do this, you do. And there are certain areas that you need to focus on. You and I need to focus on in our training. And I've been coaching floorball for 10 years already or more. And the thing I've discovered, which is very true, I believe in all areas of training and development. We like to train the things we like to do. Meaning to say that, okay, the first people who come floorball say, okay, let's train. You know what they want to do? Shoot! Ha! Correct! Shoot! So, just train shooting. Shoot, 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 shoot. Ask them to run, can't run, you know. Then in the end, what happens to them? They just stand still. Hopefully, everybody passes the ball to them so that they can shoot. And then they raise up their hand. Oh, take photo, you know, that kind of thing. But hey, God says that scripture is used to train us in what? Righteousness. So that each one of us are righteous, live righteously. But the problem is, a lot of times, we want to, you know, like sports, we want to train the things we want to train. When the coach says, okay, you know, every day run 5 km, oh no, that's not part of my training. Because I think there are certain parts of the training that's good, and therefore certain parts of the training that's bad, alright? We are afraid, how many of you floorball players here, afraid that the coach say, okay, today, let's just do PT. Physical training. Look at me strangely, don't know what PT is. Let's do physical! 2 hours physical, that's it! Scared. Don't go training the next time. But that's good for us. And sometimes God does that to us. God says, I want to train you in certain ways. And all scripture is God-breathed. And because of this fear, because we are afraid of the encounter that God wants to have with us, even through scripture, we take 2 steps back from scripture and says, you know, let's just hear the messages from YouTube or something like that. You know, let's just, you know, click on to some podcasts. And I'm not saying all that's bad. It's great stuff. But how ready are we to encounter God through the Word? Or do we fear Him? Are we afraid? Sometimes we are afraid because of the perceptions that we have of God. We become afraid of God. God is a God of love. He's a just God. But He is also a God of love, who loves us. But sometimes we have a perception of God that is,
you know, sitting down on the throne, fire coming out. Every time he opens his mouth, and this one, you know, we have these images from the Bible, and we think that he's always like that. Whenever he opens his mouth, the sword comes out, right? You know, and is ready to chop us down to 1,000 pieces or something like that. And we have this perception of fire. Burn us up. You know, we become black charcoal or something like that. And we are so afraid to come before the presence of God because of this perception that we have. We forget that God is a God of love. We forget that because God so loved the world, he gave, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. We think that God is all out to get us. Do you remember the time where you're a little kid? Some of you are still kids. But, but you know, you did something wrong. You went to the kitchen. You tried to, you know, wash the plate. And then you drop it. And then it broke. And you're like, oh no. What do I do? And, you know, the first time you broke a plate in the sink or something like that, you broke a mug or a cup, you're like, you stand there and you freeze. I'm talking about myself now. Yeah. And you freeze and like, what do I do now? If I go and tell my parents, they're going to get angry because, correct, huh? You know what I'm talking about, right? And so we try to pick up the pieces. It takes us, I'm talking about myself, it takes us, you know, 3 minutes just to, you know, put the cup inside the broken cup in the plastic, in the garbage. And then we walk to where our parents are in the living room and we stand there at the, you know, at the corner of the door and like sweat a little bit. Colder than normal. And walk into the room and said, Mom, I broke a plate. And you're like expecting, you know, fire to come down. Your parents turn to you and say, what happened? Fall down, break. You hurt yourself? No. Okay. Is that it? Is that it? Talking about myself, But we expect every time we mess up, you know, God is just waiting with his parang to just, you know, and we are afraid to have this encounter with God. We are afraid to come to God and say, God, I mess up. Sorry, please forgive me. And so we run away and we move back. We refuse to face God because of that fear. Perception of who God is. We stand far, far away and we ask God for the good things without encounters. You know, a lot of times we are like that. God, please bless me. And God says, come, come, come. I want to talk to you. Just send money, can already. You know what I'm talking about? Send the good stuff, can already. And God says, come sit with me. I want to have a relationship with you. Fear. We need to take steps, both steps, steps of faith, to be able to walk out and just like Moses and says, you know what? I want to see what's happening. I want to see what is this strange thing that's happening. I want to see what God is doing. I want to encounter him. and not be afraid. The second thing I want to talk about, the first is fear. Okay. And so, we need to ask ourselves, what are some of the things that we fear in an encounter? Do we fear the voice of God? Do we fear, you know, God's rebuke? Do we fear because of a perception that's all wrong that we have of God? Do we fear even reading the scripture because we are afraid that scripture is going to, you know, beat us up or something like that? But remember, all scripture is God-breathed, useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. And verse 17 goes on to say, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped, completely in every area, thoroughly equipped for every good work. That is what encounters does to us. But a lot of times, we let fear stand in as an obstacle, as a hindrance to that encounter. Number two, the second thing that I like us to think about besides fear is what I call favorites. Okay, so two F's to remember today. Fear and favorites, obstacles that hinder us from our encounters. And what do I mean by favorites? Right? You open your computer or your apps or what, there you have, you know, a section where it says favorites. Stuff that you do all the time. Stuff that you click on all the time. Stuff that you want to remember so that life becomes easy. And it's there in your favorites, right? I open my computer, I go to Google, and, you know, there are a couple of favorites up on the top left corner. So that one click, I access it. And there are favorites in our lives that we place there that we want to have easy access. These are the things that we want. We need them. Why? Because they are my favorites. We need to have them all the time. Now, these favorites, although sometimes neutral, sometimes, not all the time neutral, sometimes neutral can, if it is out of place, become an obstacle or hindrance to the encounters that we can have with God. We can be so attached to our favorites that we miss what God wants to do. You know, as you read on 2 Timothy, right? In chapter 4, Paul tells Timothy, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go and I want you to preach the word. All right. Why? Because there will come a time whereby, you know, people, you know, they're not going to listen. You got to work hard at them. Let's just read that. 2 Timothy 4. Let's do 1 to 5. Okay. This is the charge I'm going to give you, Paul says to Timothy. Preach the word. There needs to be an encounter. People need to encounter God through the word. Preach the word. And then he says, be prepared in season and out of season. Prepared to do what? Correct, rebuke, encourage. That's what the word of God does. We read that earlier on. In chapter 3, right? Verse 16, 17. That is what the word of God does. It corrects, it rebukes, it encourages. And then let's go on. Chapter 4. Yep. But it says this. A time is coming. Time is coming when men will not put up with sound doctrine. They do not want to encounter God through the word. They won't put up with it. And what's going to happen? Instead, to suit their own desires. To suit their own desires, this is what they will do. They will gather around people they want to hear. Teachers they want to hear. Teachers will say what their itching ears want to hear. In other words, let's hear what you have to say. I don't like to hear. I won't listen to you. Let's hear what you have to say. I like to hear what you want to say. So I'll hang around you. What about you? What do you have to say about this situation? And so they gather around people who would say things that they want to hear. These are my favorite teachers. Why? Because they teach me things that I want to hear. Sound familiar? My favorite teachers because they teach things that I want to hear, that I desire to hear. And so, Paul says, they forget sound doctrine. They forget what it is to encounter God. What are some of the favorite things that we want to hear and we want to do in our life? Some things can be neutral. Like I said, sports is a neutral thing. Exercise is a neutral thing. Get up and do your exercise. But if you get up and you do exercise, and then you go back to sleep, and then you get up, you do exercise again, you go back to sleep, and you exercise again, and you do go back to sleep, and you do nothing else besides exercise, then that favorite would land you in trouble. There's this slogan or phrase everybody has caught on to it, which is, you know, bangun makan tidur. Started off with Coca-Cola. Eat, sleep, Coca-Cola. Right? Meaning to say that it needs to be there all the time, every meal, it needs to be there. You gotta have Coke. That was their, you know, marketing, promotion, whatever lah. It needs to be there. Why? Favorite drink. Huh, some agree. Needs to be there. What are some of the things, favorites, that need to be there in your life? Floorball. Have to go for training every day, right? Okay. Nasi kandar. Have to be there. This one, this group here, very responsive. Everything I say, also yes. Now, let's ask this question then. Let's take one step further to say that are our favorites becoming a hindrance to our encounters with God? Because if we think about it all the time, if we are not flexible in allowing God to correct, to change, to say, okay, you know what? Don't play floorball anymore. It's like not breathing. Correct? It's like not eating, you know, nasi kandar, whatever lah. Yeah. God, how can that be? And because we hold on to our favorites so much, it becomes a hindrance to our encounters with God. And sometimes, favorites can even be relationships, friends. What if God said, hey, you know what? You're hanging around this person too much. You need to hang around me. Don't hang around your friend. Come and hang around me. Serious, ah? God, I don't want to hear. You know what? My itchy ears don't like to hear this kind of thing. My itchy ears like to hear other things. You know, go and hang out with friends and, you know, do whatever y'all do lah. Sometimes it can even be ministry. Serve. We forget why we are serving. you forget what God wants. 2 Timothy chapter 4 tells us about the people. They are going about their own desires. Encounters with God. And this is what we'll do from next week onwards. You know, we'll talk about what encounters does to us. And so for the first two sessions, let's really, you know, dig deep and ask ourselves, are we ready to go forth for an encounter? Reach out, just like Moses. Just go. Are we ready to put aside the things that could be a hindrance to the encounters? Fear. And whatever favorites that we have. To be able to say, God, I want to put this aside. I want to hear you. Because your word is good to train me. Your word is good. Those encounters are good to make me who you want me to be. So that I can live the way you want me to live. So that I can have a relationship with you. Let's bow our heads right now. Today I decided to just stick to two things because these two things springboard to many other things. And I'd like us to just think about these two things right now as we bow our heads and ask ourselves these two questions. Lord, is there any fear? Are there anything in my life that I'm afraid of that is hindering me from encountering you? Am I afraid to hear your voice? Am I afraid to discover what your word says? Am I afraid to hear you say certain things? You know, sometimes we live in, there are certain areas in our life that are not pleasing to God. And because they are our favorites, right? We say, God, don't touch this area of my life. Don't touch my work. Don't touch my paycheck. Don't touch my relationships. Don't touch my friends. Don't touch my family. I sense you are saying something like that, and therefore I don't encounter you. Why? Because they are my favorites. Are there favorites in our life that we are not, that's hindering us from coming to God? And sometimes sleep is a favorite. We want to sleep 12 hours instead of 8. What? Because it's a favorite. We wish we can sleep 24 hours instead of just 12 hours. Why? Favorites. Father, we ask that you will search our hearts right now. As the psalmist said, search me. Search me, O God. Know my thoughts. Father, I ask, Lord, that right now you search each one of our hearts. That we will know, Lord, what's deep down. Father, we want to surrender fear. Fear that's in our life that's hindering us from encountering you. We want to surrender it. Lay it at the cross, Lord. We do not want to live our lives in fear. Father, we want to surrender some of the favorites, our own desires, laid down at the cross. Because we know, God, our encounter with you is more important than anything else. So, Father, we pray right now that we will see you, that we will experience you like never before. Church, would you lay down your fears? Would you lay down your favorites right now and say, God, I want to encounter you. Paul told Timothy as well. You know, he said that you need to endure. You need to endure. And he said that there will come a time whereby people will not want to endure sound doctrine. Meaning to say that when the word of God comes, when an encounter comes, they will just brush it aside and walk away. They don't want to plow through it. They don't want to endure it. They don't want to, Lord, what do you want me to do? Lord, what do you want to say? Reveal yourself, Lord. Push through. Push through. Push through. People don't want to do that. I think we live in that generation where everything is so quick and easy. The faster, the better. We're so reluctant to wait in line. We want things quick and fast. And we want God to speak quick and fast. We don't want to endure, as the Bible says, sound doctrine. We don't want to endure that encounter, to go through that. Say, God, I want to just sit at your feet. Last week, the message says, you know, Jesus turned to Martha and said, Mary had chosen the better. Sitting at the feet of Jesus. She had chosen the better. And the challenge last week was all about priorities. Where do we set our priorities? What are we going to choose? And today, I'd like us to pick up from that and say, what are we going to choose in regards to our encounter? Are we still going to let our fears and our favorites hinder us from encountering God? Will we say, yes, God, today? Now is the time. I want to see you. Show me things that I've never seen before. Simply because you are God. Show me, God. Open your heart to Him right now. Just you and the Lord.